Excess Shafir Huso, welcome back to a brand new episode of Seated with Lebo and Thato Rampedi. Guys, today we've got a guest. We are international king. What's that thing?
International.
Man,
are you singing Laho?
I don't know. I'm just trying.
Continental.
He's singing Laho.
Minister of Enjoyment.
He's singing Laho.
No. Okay. My point is, guys, we've got a guest today. We've got a podcaster all the way from Ghana, baby. We've got Afi in the building. Very happy to have you here. If you guys don't know Afi, guys, she's got an amazing podcast with Zoo.
Yeah.
Guys, we met, I think, was it 3 years ago?
Yeah,
3 years ago. Ghana. And that was a lot of fun. We got along. We went out same time. Went to go party same night. It was a good time.
Hectic.
And today we're here to have a really nice conversation. So thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
And guys, we're going to have, she's got like a segment that she's doing on her podcast too. So we'll put the link in the description for you guys to watch her podcast. But yeah. So maybe you're going.
If it's okay with the plan.
Yes, stay my plan.
Okay, anyways. Yo, so today, guys, everything, it's all about African parents, but we're starting it off in our early childhood. You know, we're going to be speaking about the struggles of being a black kid and the struggles we go through. Learning to be part of a family dynamic, is something that we get from the beginning, or do we grow to learn our family dynamics? What's the difference between us now that we are adults and our parents as adults? Do we share the same characteristics? Are we literally becoming them? Or are we striving to have a different lifestyle? And of course, are our parents villains, or did they just have to give us discipline? And then we'll go into a game that we call Smack or No Smack. Okay. We're going to give you guys scenarios about kids messing up your children. We'll make it a boy, girl, and they'll give you scenarios, and we'll all have to vote. Do we smack them or not?
All right. I like this.
Yeah. So that's basically the podcast today. So I hope you guys are ready to be seated with us. We are super, super excited. If you guys don't know, we have our Instagram running at Seated With and TikTok, but more important than that, we have a live show, baby.
17th of July. You guys can watch Seated With Thought Digest as Manjita. We're gonna be literally doing this live for you guys at Stoiconico
Rosebank.
It's gonna be a good time, guys. So 17th of July, 7 p.m. Come at 6 so we can chill, you know, have a drink or two.
Yeah,
and then 7 o'clock, the show does start. It's gonna be so much fun.
Yeah,
we've got so many guests as well, guys. It's our first ever live show, so this is really exciting.
Really excited.
I low key feel like, I don't want to say this now, but I think we're sold out.
Yes, we might be.
We might be sold out. There might be a technical error.
Yeah, I promised cousin's tickets, so we need to hope it's a technical error.
Yeah, but what I did is that I did reserve a few tickets, so I might open up 20 more tickets.
Yeah,
because I reserved about 30 for like friends and family. So if it was sold out, we got you guys, but we're gonna make you guys fight for those tickets. If it was sold out,
if we are sold out, we've got
power now.
Feels so amazing.
Yay! But yeah, man.
So. So before we get started, we'll just ask, like, how are you?
Yeah.
So I think you can start us off as we go into the...
Yeah. How are you? How are you doing?
I'm fine. It feels really good to be in South Africa. Yeah. It's cold.
It is cold.
Yeah, I'm having a good time.
Yeah,
Ghana is hot, ne?
Yeah, Ghana is very
the
hot.
The air there is so thick.
I was.
The air is like.
Oh, really? Thick. I wouldn't know, guys. Yeah. You know, as we stay here, we don't have money. You know, usually when we ask our how are yous, we usually ask, like, how are you mentally, physically, everything? So you can give us like a deep dive.
Okay.
Yeah, you can say, you know what,
what's
guys?
What's been stressing you?
What's stressing me is this currency. You know, you can say to me, you can say anything you want. Yeah.
Mentally, I think good.
Yeah.
But just like juggling work and the podcast and everything, that's like kind of a lot sometimes.
Yeah.
Physically, I'm fine. I try to be in the gym, but I haven't been in the gym like 2 months.
Same.
I've been telling myself I'll go tomorrow.
Yo, what is up, guys? It is finally time to put your cups up. And I'm not talking about any exchange. I'm talking about the Afro exchange that's happening with Johnny Walker on the 28th of June.
Guys, it's about to be a great time. Let's see how it feels like when we go outside, when we sprinkle a little bit of fashion, a little bit of art, and we bring two cultures together. Yeah. I'm talking about Nigeria and South are coming together to have the party of the year, Papa. It's about to be a great time. And of course, it's alongside Johnny Walker.
Yeah, so from Lagos all the way to Jersey, you guys can always click the link and get your ticket as soon as possible, because we are expecting to answer questions such as, what does it mean to be African in moments like this?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, you're still hearing some good music. So if you guys are excited, please drop a fire emoji in the comment section. And if you haven't copped the ticket yet, What are you doing, my man? The link is in the description. We will see you there 28th of June. It's about to be a great time.
Yeah. Save.
I packed my fits to South Africa that yes, yeah. In the gym.
Zero. I hear that, bro, because I started boxing 2 months ago.
Yeah.
And I was making so much progress, guys. Like, I was going every single day.
Yeah.
I haven't been in like 2-3 weeks now. And I feel like I can see myself just losing myself. Right. Yeah. And I was getting fit, so I just hate that for myself. So I'm the same. I want to get back into the gym. I was even telling my girl, like, yo, dude, like, on Monday, tell me that, like, yo, Tato, have you been to the gym?
Yeah. What's going on? Yeah, but it's too cold. Hey, that's why I think it's reduced. It's freezing. Imagine picking up. Okay, but anyways.
I even texted you saying, boys, and like, can I come gym at your place?
I was sleeping. That's how cold it was. That's how cold it is. I was still sleeping.
Yeah. But me, like, I'm good. Everything is good. I'm really excited for the live show.
Yeah.
Business is good. The team is growing. And the team is asking for, like, increases in their salaries, which is...
Hakaria must also be in line to ask for a percentage increase in this podcast. But anyways, let's get to it.
But I'm good, man. I've really, like, same as last week, I've really been enjoying, like, my walk with Christ. That's been so much fun. Big shout out to my home, Saldita Tabang. Like, he's just really bringing me closer. And, like, I woke up yesterday feeling like, damn, like, I feel like I want to do something nice for him. Like, I'm thinking about getting him, like, a watch or something.
Oh, yeah.
Because if it wasn't for him last year saying, like, come to home cell, come to church, I was never going to do it. And I feel so much at peace. Mm. So, shout out to Tabang. Yeah, that's how I am, man. I'm good.
Hey, how am I? I'm okay. I'm just, yo. Everything's been so boring. Like, oh, my God. I've been home for, like, 7 days in a row, which is rare for me.
That's such a lie.
Huh? Let's swap lives. Yeah. I want to be home for 7 days with nothing.
Yeah, but like, I've just been at home. I've been so bored. Like, I've been bored. Like,
you were at an Airbnb last week. You had booked.
Yeah, it's last week's thing. I'm talking about this week. Like, I'm so bored of this week. I'm sorry to have some fun of some sort.
Yeah.
Physically, oh man, I've been saying every day. You heard me last time on the podcast. I'm like, going to the gym at 3 o'clock. Kid, we were still shooting, so I didn't go to gym. I haven't been to gym. I've been saying Monday, the next week, Monday. Every Friday, I say Monday.
Yeah, same. Mm.
So Monday's coming now. Now I hope. Maybe I can go to the gym and touch some bars or something. But anyways, let's get into the podcast. Okay, cool. So it's time for us to get seated in the topic, all things African parents. And I think that the best way to start it off is to talk maybe about a story about our struggles as black kid. I wrote here, what's one memory we all remember that we're like, wow, our parents were so unfair. So unfair. Like the moment, you know, they close the door, you even swear behind the door in silent mode. You know what I mean? So which moment do you guys remember where you were like, our parents were like super unfair?
Yeah. You wanna go?
You gotta go, yeah.
I remember one. I wanted to go and visit my friend in like a different region.
Yeah.
And I was supposed to go with another friend. Mm. And my mom was like, okay, she asked me all the details. Mm. I told her everything. And she was like, cool.
Yeah.
So my friend came over, like she had packed her bag, I had packed my bags. Mm. Like we knew we were going.
How old were you?
Oh, we were, this was even recent. We're not even that young. I think we were like just done with senior high school.
Okay.
Yeah. And then my mom was like, yeah, sure, no problem. So my friend comes over, sleep over. We're excited. Like, we're taking a whole trip to a different region.
Yeah.
And then we wake up in the morning. We're ready to pack our stuff, go to the station. My mom comes to my room and she's like, I'm sorry, I had a dream. I swear, like, I'm not even making this up. Like, I'm not making this up. My friend, like,
she had like a dream.
She had a dream. So, like, we're obviously going by bus from Accra to Kumasi.
Yeah.
How far is that?
It's like, how many hours is that? Like, 6 hours.
Oh, damn. It's like different region for real.
Different region for real. Yeah. So, it's like, you take a plane or you take a bus.
Yeah.
And, like, obviously, like, a bus made more sense. Yeah. The money we had. Yeah. And she was like, yeah. So, she had, like, a really bad dream about, like, the trip and the travel and... It was like given like accidents and like negative. So like.
So she was like, you can't go. And you didn't go.
We didn't go.
Yo.
And we had, like I said, my friend had come to sleep over. We were ready to go.
Yo.
And she just stood on business. She was like, yes.
Yo. I'm sure you were there like.
But you know, how old are you?
How old? That 17. Would be like 17, 16.
Your 17-year-old daughter comes to your room and says, I'm going to take a 6-hour trip to go have fun and then 6 hours back to come home.
I'd also start having dreams.
I didn't even have a vision.
No. Why didn't she say no in the beginning?
Yeah, true. She said yes to the very end.
And then she was like, yeah, so you're not going anywhere.
And that shows you like how spiritual African parents are.
Yes, they can be like,
my left eye is twitching. Yes. I don't feel safe.
It's not making sense. Yeah.
So we didn't go. We just stayed at home. She cooked for us. She's like, yeah, stay home.
Damn. So at least she cooked for you guys.
Yeah, that's cute.
But I mean, you're used to, your mom has to cook for you.
You know, I did have a feeling she was going to do that. So I wasn't even that upset because it felt too good to be true. Like you're saying, like 17 year old taking a 6 hour trip. My mama said yes. So when she came to
China,
I was like, okay.
Fair. I'm sure
it's normal.
Yeah.
I feel like if I had gone, I'd have been like, should I really go?
Exactly. But anyways, what about you?
I remember you were a part of the story. I remember what happened. I think I was like,
you're also part of my story.
I think I was 10. He was 8.
Yes.
Like our first family home, and then we were playing outside, like having the time of our life. Him and I were playing, you know, boys are rough, whatever. I got into the house. My dad goes, what did you do? Tell me what you did. And I'm like, hey, I don't know. I was playing with Lebo outside. He's like, I know what you did. And I was like, yo. My dad used to beat me. So I'm like, yo, you know what I did? Like, I'm thinking about all the bad things I did those past 7 days.
Yeah.
And then he's like, tell me what you did. I'm like, dude, I don't know. Maybe I pushed level.
Yeah.
He literally said, go fetch the belt.
Yeah.
And he whipped my ass. Like, he was just like going in, pop. And he was giggling.
Maybe he had a bad day. You know, sometimes you have a bad day.
So up till now, you don't have closure. Like, you don't
I've spoken about this so many times.
You still don't know what you did.
Like, and he whipped my ass. Like, because you used to take us to a room.
Yes, there was a specific room.
Like a beating room.
That's curtains closed. No, man, but it's like the guest bedroom.
And you
I get it. I wouldn't beat my child in the room they're going to sleep in. That's very traumatic. How are they going to sleep?
Let's keep the trauma in one
room. Let's push it into one
and
room.
And he used to say, it's in Spedi, he'd say, someone at the Lepanta. So every time you'd hear that,
which
means go fetch the belt.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then you know they're like, oh, and if you get the wrong belt, it's like, why did you choose this belt?
You know
like,
that one's not thick enough. You know which one I want.
Yeah. So that's my worst. I remember that day, like, I think you asked me to make him tea. And like, I took the teaspoon and I licked it.
Oh my God!
And I licked it and I stirred the tea back.
I was 10 years old.
What about you? What's your memory?
We were washing dishes, and I feel like that's such a common black story. But anyways, washing dishes.
Yeah.
Washing dishes with my cousin Chloe, Tato, and me, right? And we're washing dishes, and we're all like laughing, making jokes and stuff. And then they asked me to wipe. Now, guys, in my mind, it's quite crazy for three people to be washing dishes.
Fair.
Everyone agrees here, man. I mean, there's only two jobs. It's the washer and the dryer. Yeah. And the person that picks away, I get the dryers, has two jobs, basically. Yeah. So these two called me to the kitchen to wipe. I don't know if they separated their washing duty or what had happened. Maybe they had a meeting before me. And I started wiping the dishes. But now I was literally like whistling while I'm wiping. I'm like, you know what? Let me just get this home. Like, shh, shh, shh. And my dad's, who's making that noise?
True. African parents hate whistling.
Yes. They hate, I think joy, loud joy. Not joy inside, loud joy. So I'm whistling and I'm whistling an upbeat tune. Like a.
Yeah,
I think it pissed him off, and then he came into the room, and he was like, "What's going on? It's not how you wash dishes. Dishes are meant to be done in silence. What? This is that." And I was like, "This is super unfair." But
Papa was rough in a way, okay?
Yes. But it made me realize that, like, you know, when we were black kids, we have this perspective of looking up, and seeing these people that are like villains and like saying,
see the reaction.
Now I'm gonna flip it, right? Yeah. Which story for you guys you can share from your childhood that you do think now that you're an adult that like, oh damn, I was actually in the wrong. That is quite fair. You know what I mean? Like, that was fair. But we only understood it now. Like, now. I don't know. This is a hard one. Like, maybe I can go first.
I can go off the bat. And it might sound weird. Off the bat, like, I used to want to go out a lot when I was young.
Yeah.
So I used to be like, my parents were so strict. I can never go out. Like, we could never leave, like, 2 kilometer radius of the house. And, like, I realized now that, like, South Africa's, like, not safe.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? So I used to be like, why can't I go out? Why can't I go out late? Like, why can't I just go to this party or this bar or whatever?
Yeah.
Like, SA is not safe. So I'm realizing now that, okay, my parents weren't being strict. They were just trying to keep me safe.
Yeah.
So that's one thing, like off the bat.
Yeah. Do you have an organ as I go next?
I think mine would be, like, general. I just think wanting stuff. Like, you want your parents to buy you like a specific type of shoe. Like they'll buy you maybe a pair of Nikes and maybe you want like another pair, or you want like five different like
in 1 week.
In 1 week. Yeah. And then they're like, no. And you feel like wow, my parents are really wicked. Like,
yeah, they hate me.
Yeah. But now like you start working and you see like how much it takes to make money. It's like, why are you asking for 5 sneakers in a week? Like, can you calm down? Yeah. And then sometimes like you ask them for like a sneaker and then they get you like a knockoff. Like, why are you
come on. Tyke.
Like, I know I told you the one I wanted. Like, you could not have been this slow. Yeah. But like now I get it. Like, it wasn't all the time that they had the money to be able to like buy you.
So real. Like, life
that's
is
a
so
good one. That's a very good one. Yeah.
Buy a new mic. Abibas.
Right? Abibas. Yeah. You're like, bro.
Abibas. Abibas is insane.
Or like the Converse without the style. Like, no.
I definitely think for me, like, it's quite like, it's actually like what level, but like getting a degree, like I was so, well, the degree that I have, economics, I was so anti getting like a business degree.
Because you wanted to do drama.
I wanted to do drama and the arts and stuff. Yeah. But now I realize like where they were trying to lead me, like, because this world is quite harsh towards the artists.
Yeah.
Sometimes I look back over my shoulder and I say, yo, damn.
Even to the, even you know? To like the general like youth, like unemployment is crazy. Like what, 60%?
51%. 51. Yeah, I think it's 51 now. I'm not too sure, but it's high.
Youth unemployment is 60.
Yeah. I think I'm just saying unemployment. Yeah.
Youth unemployment is 60%, which is crazy.
Yes.
So I get them. You need a degree to like at least so you can fight.
Yes. But let's move into like learning to be part of a family dynamic. Maybe we can speak about you. Like, do you have any siblings? How many siblings do you have?
Okay, so I have 2 sisters and I'm the last.
Oh, so you're the last born.
Yeah.
Okay.
You don't give last born energy.
Not at all. I literally thought you were first born. Like, I thought you were going to be like,
you give
everybody
first born.
Everybody says I give last born energy.
Though. What?
Maybe we haven't seen.
Yeah.
Maybe after five.
Yeah. What did they say? You can only drink in you can drink after gun and seven. After seven. Yeah. So you must see after seven.
Yeah. Yes, I'm the last.
Okay.
I would never think that. Like.
Okay, but you guys are family of five.
Family of five.
Are both your parents still together to this day?
Okay. 40 plus years.
So just like us then.
Oh, so you just like.
We're a family of five as well.
Oh, nice.
But we have a girl. We have a girl.
Okay, is she the last?
I have a sister.
She's the last boy.
You're saying you have a girl. It's like we have a kid together. Like,
okay, my bad. Making it sound like
we're so you're the middle child.
Yes, I'm the middle. Wow. So I'm middle.
You can see that.
I'm the middle. Ignored. Alone. Never fed.
Yes.
Left home on the holidays. Anyways, but yeah.
We once lost him even, like.
Oh yeah, they lost
me
once.
A family trip.
That's crazy.
Yeah. But being the last born daughter, I've heard about this rumor that being the last born daughter slaps, but it's also very, 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 very hard. Which one? Where do you fall into that spectrum? Both. Oh yeah,
it slaps because I feel like my parents were overprotective over the first one and then the second one.
So it's diluted.
Exactly diluted. Yeah. By the time it's your turn, like they are much more like easy.
And they just tired it. It's just tired of fighting.
Like, bro, if my sisters like made certain mistakes, they feel like it's their personal responsibility to ensure that I
that
don't toe the same line. And I'm just like, bro, like
let me live.
Yeah. So I think that's like the tough part. Like everybody's like trying to live the perfect version of themselves through you.
Damn.
Or that's so true.
If they have made like certain achievements, they also expect you to have those. It's like you are supposed to be like the very perfect.
I've never seen it.
Because
we have a little sister.
Yeah. And she probably feels exactly the like...
Same. And she's like an overachiever. Yeah. She's a genius. She's top of a grade.
Yeah.
Top of a class, sorry.
Yeah.
But in high school, sorry.
Yeah. I want to ask, so like, okay, so obviously we've had fights with our siblings and stuff when we're young, when we're older.
Yeah.
How has it shifted now from being a kid and having like conflicts in your family to now? I feel like now, for example, if I had to speak, if I had to go first, I definitely have more of a voice now. Like I can say... Back in the day, it used to be like, oh, you're not going there.
Okay.
And you guys must do. Mm-hmm. But now I'm like, why?
Yeah.
who said I must do it? Why? Why me? Why not Tato?
Yeah.
You know, like I start asking. I want to know from your side as well. Like,
so, Do you mean with respect to my side. Sisters or like with my parents?
Just in general. Like you can say sisters first and then let's do parents second.
Okay,
yeah.
With sisters, I feel like we still fight. I feel like with girls, like always fight. But I think now that we are older, it's like not as often. And I think when we were younger, like sometimes the fights were like hands. Like I was like, me and my sisters used to throw hands on each other. Like, bro. Like,
I used to kick his ass too.
Kick and scream. Yeah, like, true. Yeah, we used to do that. But like obviously now.
You ever do the biting? I did a bit of biting.
I think you bit my ear, no?
No, it was Shibu.
I used to bite my ear. Yeah.
Because you're defending yourself.
Yes.
Especially as a last
literally,
horse.
Literally.
You need to use everything. Your hands, your legs, your mouth. You're already like,
yeah, it is more. You're like half their size, exactly. Also. So yeah,
but now I think we don't fight like as much.
Yeah,
and I think the more you grow up and like I don't know transition through life, the kind of things that you are worried about kind of changes. Mm. It's like
true.
We are now friends. I feel like when we were younger, I was actually maybe it's weird for me because I know people who were like friends with their siblings when they were much younger. But for me, my sisters and I, we were always fighting.
Yeah, same.
But now we are.
And you're probably close now.
Yeah,
I'm saying.
I feel like you get like you either like are really close to your siblings when you're young, and then you separate when you're older, or you hate each other's guts, and you become really close. Because him and I, like, we only started becoming friends.
Yeah.
I think like 4 years ago, 5 years ago.
Yeah.
And like I'm 28, so like that means from 23 down, like, I just didn't get along.
Yeah, we just couldn't do it. Yeah. There was a gap in the market.
Mind you, we stayed in the same room. We went to the same high school, same university.
Oh. That's why, Loki. Because every time I'd step into a new school, they'd be like, ah, and those ears. Yes, those ears, those small ears. We can see these ears. No, these ones are Tator and Pedi. Yeah. Your brother was a saint. I'm not a saint, by the way. Now, now I have to become a saint because now this guy came before me who was a saint. University, you come, he's a YouTuber.
Yeah, why are you so loud? Your brother was so quiet.
Yes, now your brother's a YouTuber. You go to university, they're like, look now, your brother's a YouTuber. Who are you? What are you? Now you're like, hey, what's going on? You know? So I understand.
How was that for you? Like, how was that, like, every time you step into a space?
Yeah.
Like, if you speak about it deeper, like, how did that make you feel? Like, did that make you feel like you had to overachieve more or you had to be more quiet? Like, how did you...
Yeah, so I spent
having a brother that was so, like, handsome and, like, successful and, like, attractive, like... And like intelligent and hardworking, work in a space.
6 minutes left on the camera.
I'm joking, but how was it like?
I'll be honest. Like being a little brother was like not like a. It wasn't the easiest thing. I'm not gonna lie. Like you had a lot of shine to you and towards your later. I think high school was fine because I think that you know we ran in two different groups. Tato had a lot of white friends. I was chilling with the blacks. You know what I mean? Because I had a lot of white friends. So we were different worlds. So we weren't really compared.
Yeah.
But it's when our worlds were like...
coming closer.
Yeah. So towards matric, towards first year, second year, third year, and then honors and stuff. That's definitely when it became definitely hard. Everyone would know me as... that's Tato's little brother.
Yeah.
I didn't even know my name.
Same. I can relate.
You relate, man? So everyone would be like, oh, there's Tato's little brother. And then... and that obviously causes you to like, okay, cool. Like, obviously, I have my own identity.
Yeah.
And I have my own, like, life and my own persona and stuff. And I think that's what actually made me such an extroverted person.
I was literally about to ask you that question. Yeah. I think it's the same for me. Like, kind of, like, want to fight the whole...
Yes. Like,
I am AB. I'm Awo's little sister or Mas' little sister. You want to be, like, your own version.
Yes. Yeah.
And you almost... do you feel like it also kind of made you... pick like an opposite personality of
yes,
him. It's
yes.
like you're quiet, so okay, I'm like, gonna be loud.
Yes, so it's like whatever the box that they put me in, the characteristics it was, like whether it be like fashion or whatever, I try to be like right outside that box. Cause I did not want to be known as Tato's like mini copy.
Same.
Definitely under you get girl. I clock it. I really
I get
she
it.
Gets me.
True.
She gets me. Yeah, how about you though on the other side? Because obviously speaking from our perspective as the younger, you probably had that pressure from the parental side.
Yeah,
thing.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
it always goes upwards. I feel like it always goes upwards.
Yeah, yeah. I know, yeah. But my dad all the time, like, dude, no matter what you do when it comes to your behavior. When it comes to you going out, your degree, your siblings are going to follow what you're doing.
Yeah.
So it's like you can't make mistakes and you can't like underperform. You have to perform at a high level. So I think I just had that like pressure, but it wasn't that deep because I was like, I hear you, but like, let me live my life. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that was it for me.
Yeah.
I also just really enjoyed having a younger brother. Like having a younger brother was so amazing for me because it's like a best friend that has to be your best friend.
Yeah. Yeah,
even if you guys, are in conflict. So
yeah.
I loved having you like in my space.
Yeah.
I feel like for me, like the perspective was, okay, cool. he's coming to my university. Mm. I want him to meet my friends. I want my friends to see how cool he is. Because mm. I grew up him being like the coolest person ever.
Mm.
Yeah. So, oh, guys, meet my little brother. Like, he's so cool. Yeah. And then he was there like, dude, those are your friends.
Yeah. Like, live your life.
Live your life.
Let me live my life. I can't be chilling with my older brother's friends at uni and not having a life for myself. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like,
and it's so weird because now all of our, like, our whole friendship group
is one group.
Is his friends. Yeah. So we're all in the same friendship group. Like, we literally have the same, like, best friends.
Yeah. Which is basically what we always tried to have. Like in high school, I wanted him to be more, you know, I was always trying to look up to like the older, like I said, he was chilling with the whites. Yeah. So the black leaders and stuff, like the, when I say leaders, I mean like representatives and stuff in the school. I always wanted him to chill with them because I thought they were like, they were like basketball playing, like, you know.
Yeah, I was doing music, playing piano, playing the marimba.
Very fancy.
Yeah, we're in fancy school. Yeah, same.
Can you still play?
Yeah, I can still play. But I'm not too crazy. Do you play? Something you play?
No, I was supposed to learn the piano. And yeah. So that's, I think, one of the things that I regret. Like, my dad really wanted all of us to play piano. Which really? Is like, why are you taking our weekend for this?
So you feel like you should have done it?
I feel like I should have done it. Because sometimes you see a piano, you're like, I wish I could be the one who just, like, shows everybody my skills.
Yeah.
Like, I can't really play.
Yeah, because I'm like, when I see a piano, I'm
he
like,
does that.
He does. I'll be it. Like, I'm sure.
If random, you know those in the mall when there's, like, that random piano? He'll just... You know?
I feel like piano's always, like, what a dumb play. Yeah, I play a little bit. Like,
yeah.
Then he plays five songs
and everything.
And I know which song he's gonna play next, so that's just funny. But anyways, let's stay in this family dynamic chat.
You know what,
do I say it another time? Or no?
Yeah, please.
Okay.
You know what I'm curious about now?
Yeah, yeah.
Like after seeing like you know how you grew up, you know having older siblings, like how does your ideal family look like? One, and then what are some things that you want to have like traditions in your family and like even the way you're gonna raise your kids.
Yeah.
I think we'll just like bounce around because I know for me, and I think we've spoken about this, I don't want more than like three kids.
I said one.
I feel like people always want either the same number that their parents had or less.
Or less, yeah.
I hardly see people who want.
Yeah, no, which shows, do you economy?
Do you think they passed or failed? He thinks they passed.
I think my friends did it. So I was like, one. But our sister.
That's actually a good
analysis.
Because
I'm trying to think about it like.
Wait, what's your number before we go? Just to see if you agree with your parents, like whatever. How many kids do you want?
Same, like three or less.
Okay.
Because I've seen like in the long run, so, like, growing up, my brother and I, cool, we were there together. Then we always hit each other's backs, but we fought. So, it was good. I had a friend.
Yeah.
Then my sister came 6 years after when I was six. And then they became really good friends. So, like, my sister coming in with that age gap allowed for her to be close with him.
Mm.
And they used to play, and then he helped her with, the, like, her creativity.
Because
they play all these games. And then I then started growing up a bit, making my own friends. Then they grew together.
Yeah.
And then now, as we're older in our 20s, I have him now.
Yeah.
And there was a long gap, I think 5 years, where we didn't have our sister. Like, she was doing her own thing because she was younger.
Yes.
But then now that she's growing up, she's lived her own life, made her own friends, and now she's integrating into our lives.
Yeah, now she wants to join because she's like, you guys are so close.
Yeah, like, you guys are cool. Now we can have like conversations like, oh, do you like, oh, you like boys? Okay, cool. You got a boyfriend? Cool. Like, oh, I go out to these places. Where do you go out? So I feel like three is a sweet spot in the long run.
Yeah, in the long run.
With our age gap difference, because like we're 2 years apart, and then you and Shibu are 4 years apart. I think three is what I'm going to go with.
Yeah. But washing that many dishes every night, guys.
Because you want one, no?
I just want one kid.
Yeah?
Yeah, like,
I just want one. Do you think it stems because, you, like, maybe you felt neglected growing up?
No, I think it stems from Uber Eats prices. It stems from, like, for one. It stems from Uber Eats prices. It stems from how expensive, like, private schools are. It stems from, like, it stems from that. It doesn't stem anything. It doesn't
Yeah.
Bro, like, when we used to do economics and stuff, and the professor
was still economics, no?
Yeah.
So you guys are both economists.
Yep.
When we used to do economics, we used to talk about population control, like how like different countries would be like, oh, limit your kids, wada for the economy and stuff like that. South Africans don't care, bro. Some guys have six kids with like five hands, or I don't know if it's the same.
Yeah,
that's
same.
Oh, okay, so it's an African practice then.
They wanna have as many children,
to
continue their legacy.
Yes, like
I've never had that like that complex, eh?
Yeah.
Of like same. Wanting to continue my legacy,
yeah,
or like have kids represent what I've built. Like, I don't.
Parents are heavy on that.
Yeah,
your parents are heavy on that.
Really?
Oh, parents in jail.
I mean, our parents' generation.
Oh, like, yeah, yeah,
yeah. Yeah, I think it's dying with us. Because you guys have that, like, feeling.
No, like, not really. Would you, like...
I want my kids to be comfortable.
I think you can... The way to find out is just to ask, like, what do you hope your kids become?
Whatever they want.
True.
What do you hope your kids... Whatever they want. So, yeah, that means you don't give a damn about legacy. So, you know...
I feel like... true, whatever they would like to become, but my partner does like jewelry, and I feel like jewelry is like a family business.
Yeah.
So definitely, you would want at least like one of the kids
to do
that. But like if they don't, I don't think
like you got some legacy.
It's starting.
I would like it, but if they don't want to do it, I would not make it. Like I wouldn't force you. It would be nice.
No?
It wouldn't be nice.
How old are you actually, Afi?
Hey, you never ask women's age, Tato, like, on camera.
I'm, like, in my late 20s.
Okay.
But
that's crazy to say, no? Me too, girl. I was in my late 20s.
Yeah, very
You in your mid-20s?
I'm in my mid-20s, yeah.
How old do you think he is?
24.
Thank you!
Nah, he's 21. No, wait,
he's
2 years younger than
I'm 26. I'm 26. Thank you. I really I love when you do this on the pod. Thank you. Six hours of sleep.
Everyone thinks you're everyone thinks you're 23.
Yeah,
and like when I look at you, you look 23.
Yeah, deadass. Yeah, deadass.
But I'm starting to see the cracks there.
Okay. Well, all right. So, well, let's go into your question. Back to what? So you're speaking about, like, you know, how your partner is into jewelry.
Yeah.
What sort of traditions besides that, obviously, do you want to like as I said, uphold in your family? Like,
I think,
and maybe you can also mention what traditions you're going to keep from your parents.
I think I'll start from that. For my parents, they always take Christmas seriously, but not like necessarily like gifts or something. Like, we should just be together.
Nice.
So I think for that, I think I'll try and keep that. I think as we grew older, nobody cared really, and that was fine. But I think when the kids are young, I would want them to value like family, especially during Christmas time.
Yeah. True.
And I think every time like someone, like my sisters, when they had kids, like one of their child is being like christened or something, everybody goes. I think those milestones, everybody should be there. But we don't have like any specific like family tradition. I think what my parents used to do that I would like to do is they used to take us to the beach almost every Sunday.
Yeah.
Or every other Sunday. Okay, I was a kid, so maybe my brain is every Sunday. I mean, it was once a month.
Kid, you know, like, kid memories. Yeah, kid like memories. It was every day.
Yeah, it was every day. It was like every month. But at least it was like a beach like tradition where like my mom would like pack a bag with snacks and everything and we'd go to the beach. So
the
I think
beach for us is fire.
Yeah.
The beaches were far.
Yeah. From Joburg. How beaches are far? The beach.
I don't know, like a flight, like 4 hours, 4 hour flights. Yeah.
So like there was like Accra is like coastline. So
that's so cool.
So that's something I'd like to keep, like spending time beach times. Because my mom used to be an air hostess, so she used to travel a lot. But because of that tradition, I didn't feel like she was absent. Because I remember like, my mom used to be the one
that's
packed
the
picnic bag, like even though she wasn't around all the time. So
that shows you the effort. Yeah.
Growing up, so that's one of the things. So
yes.
Like, when she used to travel, I used to be like, this woman should just hurry up and come and bring me something. Because since she doesn't want to be around, it's but like now, I'm that's like, yo, girl. She was really doing a lot.
She was on her
grind. Looking, she was on her grind, capacity-wise. She's probably tired, bro.
Yeah.
And she must get home. Now you guys are crying. You guys are hungry.
Yeah.
And she must pack a bag for the beach.
Oh, yeah. She's spending how much on school fees? She's asking someone, how was your day?
She's running there on the beach going far.
Now
she's swimming too deep.
What's
going on? I know.
Who finished the chips? You haven't had a chip yourself. On the beach, who finished the chips?
She used to pack kebabs. We eat like kebabs, like skewers.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
We grill
it
like this suya pepe.
Yeah.
She used to pack kebabs. That's why I remember that. Like,
hey, it was nice.
It's so weird. I remember the color of like the flask. Like, it was a thermos, and then it had like a green top. Like, I remember.
What'd
and
you
I
see?
Find it very like crazy because that means that like everything you do, like your kids would.
Well, it was thick of them.
It's an imprint onto them. Yeah.
So, like, you have to be so careful.
What about you? Like, what would you copy, and then what would you start new?
Trash.
Same with you. So, like, my parents are like heavy on like Easter. We go to my grandparents' place.
Exactly.
Christmas, grandparents' place. What else? Other holidays. That's it, no?
That's all I know.
Yeah. So, so Easter and Christmas, and then whatever like family holidays. You know, they're very heavy on also funerals. Like, we always all go and support.
Yes.
So I think I'm gonna keep that. Also, like, my mom and dad were the tooth fairy for the longest time for me. So that's going to stay. Like, I used to love putting money in. Did you also experience that?
You're the tooth fairy.
Yeah.
What's, you know, dude, I didn't get a tooth fairy. What is this thing you speak of?
You had a tooth fairy.
Yeah. So, like,
dude, that's the, like,
when my tooth would come out and I put under my pillow, like, my mom would, like, in the night, go and put.
No.
I did it and I woke up and saw the tooth.
Yeah, you saw it? You're just there on some, hello?
Yeah.
In the room.
That happened to me once, but my mom said, no, maybe he was with other kids that day.
Oh,
but like,
really?
For a good cute. Like, for a long time, I had a tooth fairy.
That's cute.
Oh. Didn't have, he didn't no. do that for you.
Maybe my teeth weren't falling out fast enough. I don't know.
I don't know. Yeah.
So, yeah. So I'm going to behave you on the tooth fairy. I'm going to integrate Father Christmas. Like,
oh, yeah.
I'm going to do the whole thing of, like, you know, snow and, like, putting the footsteps. Yeah. I'm going to tell my kids to leave cookies for Father Christmas. I feel like that's what helps a kid, like, you know, get their I think that helps a kid get his creativity. You
yeah,
know?
And true,
like
true.
Imagine though. And like,
live and they'll never forget.
They'll never forget. Yeah. So, Tooth Fairy's gonna stay. I'm gonna bring in Father Christmas, and then I want to do this thing. I want to have the Rumpady annual games.
Yeah.
Nice.
So like, so I want to like, yeah. We're gonna be playing the craziest games.
Yeah.
My family versus
purple
his
shirts,
family,
yellow shirts, red shirts.
My sister's family yeah. versus like my parents will be in a team. Yeah. Like I'll invite some cousins here. Like you have to be on my good books to be invited to the family games. And we're gonna like. Like, just compete at a high level.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, and then there'll be, like, awards and winners and, like,
second place.
So, obviously, my family's like, yo, we've had this award for, like, 5 years right now, guys.
Practice. It'll be fun.
Come on, there's only three of us versus, I think you said a soccer team of five, ne?
There's five of us.
I'm just saying, must think of the competitions in the future.
Yeah, so I'm excited for that. And then, like, I want to have, like, weekly things like Taco Tuesdays.
Yeah.
You know, nice I want a day, like, if on a Thursday, like, guys, you guys help mama cook. Like, I want my kids to, like, cook for us.
Yeah.
I want to, like, you know, those are some things that I want. I'm so excited to have a family, guys. Yeah. I'm really excited.
Yeah.
And it's funny because I was anti having kids for, like,
the longest time.
That's, like, where Zoo is at. So, like, for context, Zoo is, like, the co-host.
Yeah.
He's also, like, very anti-kids. He's like,
serious.
Yeah.
I think it's like a thing in every man's life.
Yeah,
like,
I don't think he's gonna grow out of it though.
Really,
he seems very like sure, like
fixed in it.
Is he still was a vegetarian? Pescatarian?
Yeah, vegan. He's still
vegan.
Still very vegan.
Damn.
What's vegan again? It's when you don't eat meat and
milk. Derivatives, so no milk.
Derivatives. I wasn't that good at math, so that means
that's like anything an animal
or produces you eggs, don't. Milk, butter.
None of that.
It's like plants.
And yes, plants. And.
Yes.
Because geez, bro, anything produced for, you know how many things are produced for animals, bro?
Everything.
Yeah,
everything.
It's crazy.
He must popcorn. But anyways,
popcorn is
he can eat salt popcorn. But you see, Tato
had to think. He had to think because
that kind of popcorn.
He can't have butter popcorn because of the butter.
Oh, but salted
salt popcorn.
Yeah. Okay. Crazy.
But the salt touched the fish in the ocean. I don't know. We'll talk about it. I don't know if that counts.
He must tell us in comment.
Tell us. Tell us. Where were you actually? You must comment. You must say.
What about you? How's your family looking?
I'll definitely keep the. The Easter, the
Easter Christmas,
because I feel like my family, like those are the central points that we don't miss out, and I feel like it'll be also very nice for my brother, my sister, and I to. I always wanted us to live in like the same states. They've never said yes. They've always saying like that'll never happen, but I've always pictured us like every like Sunday or like once like every 2 weeks coming to one house, all of the kids, everything eating, like every like maybe if it's every like 3 weeks, but it's just norm that like our kids are like siblings basically. Yeah. You know when you meet people and like oh yeah that's my brother and they're like oh I never knew you had a brother. Oh it's my cousin. I want that.
Yeah.
No fictional characters.
Do you guys do that in Ghana?
Like cousins, everybody's your
like
cousin.
You call your cousins your brother.
Yeah. No, we call everybody our more of like everybody is your cousin.
Your
brothers are your brothers, but almost everybody's your cousin. Like even your friends are like very close are your cousin.
Oh, yeah, because we got this thing where like your cousin is your brother,
like your sibling.
Oh, okay, no.
Like your parents' siblings' kids are your siblings.
That's your sibling.
Cousins,
yeah. Sorry.
So same with that, like. No fictional characters though, like this Father Christmas fairy. What? I don't know what you're cooking.
So no tooth fairy.
Yeah, and
what about Christmas.
Oh, Christmas. Yeah, God, Jesus, not
Amen.
Not a white man coming down the snow thing. Like Amen. Jesus Christ,
you're gonna kill my kid's vibe, bro.
I think so. From what you were saying,
you're gonna kill my kid's vibe. So.
And one thing, very very important. I was like, I'm just super excited to show this brutal girl, like. All the movies I've watched. I want like a movie night. I want a movie cool. night, and we so just cool. watch all the movies I've watched like back in the day.
Because
by then it'll be classics like High School Musicals. Your school they won't know.
It's already a classic.
It's, you know what I mean? Yeah, it's already a classic. Loki, Loki, it's a classic. So that's,
I hear you.
Yeah, and then also, what else do I want?
And there's gonna be so many movies to show your kids.
Dude, there'll be so many that I've watched and loved. So that's what I'm very excited about. Like dressing them up, same theme we have. Popcorn and stuff. Just as
and
the
you're
characters.
Very creative. Like him and his partner, like they have so much fun. Like like they do such like creative things. Like even the way they play Monopoly.
Yeah.
Gamora's like, how do you guys have so much fun? Like play Monopoly like that. Yeah. I can't describe it, but he's very creative and like
the moment.
In
the
can
moment.
I like add another layer for you guys?
Yeah, sure.
So you guys have a sister.
Yeah.
So if she gets married, what if she starts to go for her husband's family stuff?
Oh damn! I didn't think about that.
So maybe. What does that
and he has like seven siblings now.
Yeah, because her kids must go to
their siblings father, as
they
well.
They might. I don't know what the dynamics are like here, but they might most likely prioritize going Christmas.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, that's how it is. You always go to the father's side. Also,
I think we're gonna.
Or sometimes we're gonna have they try to negotiate.
I feel like
that's a good question.
That's a good question.
Like yo.
Like,
what about you? Like, not ever seeing your sisters again, basically.
So my dynamic, right? It's weird because I think both my sisters married into like families where like their husbands were the only child, or like they have lost a parent or something. So they do tend to come back to my house.
Yeah.
So for me, I feel like I might not be coming back to.
Does he have siblings? Like,
no, because the person I'm with, my partner doesn't have like direct siblings.
Mm.
But like his family is like more structured, so I tend to go for like a lot of family events at his side.
Yeah.
So I feel like I'm the one missing out on my family, like on my family, because my sisters tend to go back.
Yeah,
you just broke my heart in my mind. Yeah, that my sister's husband.
But now I go to his side. His side is like it's on lock,
and we have to accept it.
Like you're really giving me like a thing to think about it.
Yeah.
Because I'm trying to be fair and be like, okay, cool, because I'm gonna marry someone. She's gonna have to come too. But like I don't care if my sister's marrying someone. Like she must come home.
But that's not your choice.
I know.
She'll probably have to, she's her husband. Yeah. Every other Christmas. Like.
But she's so strong. Like she's got such a big personality. She's gonna come to it.
She's probably gonna come. Yeah.
She's gonna make him come.
Like, yeah.
My sister's a leader in her relationships, in her life.
I'm a little bit scared of her also. Like
I'm terrified of her. Like one wrong move, like oof.
Mm.
But I'd have to understand, man. I think maybe I'd say, okay, cool. We're there for Easter, just come for Christmas. Come on, come
exactly.
on. Exactly.
You have
come
to
on.
Like,
yeah, like come for one thing. But I think that's why it's so important to also have like brides or like dinners once a month with your family.
Yeah.
Like I want to have that too. Like every Sunday we all meet up. Like come with your husband, my sister, and whatever, and your kids. Yeah. And then you come with your wife. I come with my wife.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which makes me think now, like now that we're all speaking about like family gatherings, like the difference of how you speak to your kids and how your parents will speak to your kids might be different. Like how do you guys think your ideologies will be different? In terms of like that, where you think there will be conflict points, like they will definitely be. Conflict.
Also, to add a layer to that,
yeah.
Like, would you allow your sisters? Would you allow me to like beat your kids if they stay in my place?
Smack. Do it, 100%.
Yeah, dude. My hand is your hand. If I pass them over, my hand is your hand.
Nah, don't.
I find you reasonable.
Yeah, it's enough.
Like, yeah, you're not gonna now when he lands. Yeah, come here, pa, pa, pa. Your dad said this. Your dad. Yeah, no, like, come on,
like,
bro.
I feel like don't touch my kid because I'm scared that he's gonna project his anger from me onto my kid.
Wow.
So do not touch my kid.
Are you serious?
Yeah. So like, you, let's say I'm babysitting all three of them. By the way,
you have just
at the same time, and they just. I'm not allowed to just give a warning hit to the rest, behave, like a warning hit.
I see my kids being so like calm and classy.
What if they're not?
Like Tata thinks his kids are gonna be like behaved, right?
Yeah,
but maybe
yeah, milk and cookies.
I feel they'll be used to. Where our wild children are just running.
I'm not touched. Jesus saved them. So
yes, like, Jesus saved them, but the Father Christmas.
But you
literally,
know, I'm actually so scared. Like, what happens if my kids are like menaces? I don't see it though.
Yeah, but like,
my kids are gonna be like me, bro. I'm so calm and cool and chilled.
No.
Even as a kid, I was so
like
calm.
It doesn't work like that. I think that you have to understand. Even our parents didn't want to discipline anyone, bro. Like, they just wanted to be chilled.
Yeah.
Like, but you have to intervene in children's actions because, like, let's say your child, like, obviously now they've got the money for the Tooth Fairy. They bougie. They're living life. They're on the iPad. I say, no, dude, please pack up your toys. Then he says, shut up.
shut up, don't tell me what to do. You're not my dad.
You're not my dad, dude. And your son, you're not Father Christmas or the tooth fairy. So you better watch your tongue with me. I must now look at him and say, okay, my man.
I'm sorry.
Let me actually call your father, and then he'll hit you through the phone. I must be present. I must be the present uncle.
No, you must be there like, okay, listen, that's not how we speak. This is my house. You must speak to my kids properly.
So this is my house, so smack.
Yo. I don't give you guys consent.
Okay.
And I'm not leaving my kids with you or you.
Just know that.
My kids cannot visit your
house. So you still believe in like discipline, like giving a child like a smack once in a while? Like.
Every once in a while. I don't think it should be like a thing.
Yeah, it shouldn't
until,
be like a thing.
Until what age?
So let me give like crazy perspective. Like, yeah. I can count the number of times my parents hit me.
What?
Count?
Hit us.
Wow. Nice home.
Yeah, so I don't know if like what Tato is saying, like maybe we were just not as stubborn, so like it never really got to that. Like, if you did something wrong, they would just scold you. That's it, and you would get in line. So I think it never really
got to that point.
But like in Ghana, they have like the canes. You buy. I don't know if the
no wonder you can count. You can't hit a child with a cane. I said there's many. They do hands,
belly. High heels.
No, they'll buy the cane.
What?
It's like a cane.
Yeah.
And they'll use it to bring your hand out, and then they'll lash
your. They hit your hand.
Or your back.
Oh, your back. Woo!
Yeah.
What in the 10 years of slave, 12 years of slave is happening?
Yeah, I remember one day our dad bought a shambok is?
A shambok. So a shambok is like a stick and it has
Google
like a...
For her.
It's like has
so
like a,
scary.
It's the thing they use for like...
Slaves.
You know that thing that has like a twig.
I think one day we were out of control. My dad came back with the shambok and he put it like by the house, like by the
in the center, Loki.
And he just put there, he said, guys...
From now on.
But he never used it on us.
Not once.
Yeah, so it was the same thing with us for the cane. Like they bought it, but he never used it. It was just like
this. Scare tactics.
Yeah.
And
our parents had war with us, eh?
Definitely, bro.
But I also feel like there's a time in your kids' upbringing where you can capture them. Like, you see how you guys, how you're saying that, like, you can count the amount of times your parents hit you?
Yeah.
I feel like your parents captured a certain level of fear or respect early.
Exactly.
I feel like if you miss that time period, then you have to, like, now...
Wild out
and everything.
Exactly.
Yeah. So I think which is why having one kid is so nice. Because you won't make a mistake. You have to be very intentional because this is it.
Present fathers.
Yeah, if you say, God, man, we messed up, eh? But anyways, let's go to number two. You know what I mean? That's why I also like the one kid, how intentional it is. And have you guys ever met like an only child? Like they are so close with their parents. They'll talk about they'll call them all the time, one-on-one. And I want to have that type of relationship.
I don't think it's about...
When you meet only children, I think that's the only...
They always say
difference. Yeah, that's the difference between like what I said about people wanting the same number of siblings, they have less... With people who are only child,
they always want.
Yeah, they always. When you say how many kids do you want, they always want like 5 or 7 or 10. And I'm just like, yo, chill. So I think that there's some sort of dynamic of like they didn't like being alone and always having to go and sleep over at their cousin's house and then coming back and then they are just alone. And
that's why that's why, dude, you should give your siblings you should give your kid a sibling.
Yeah, but they'll have cousins.
But you're hearing she's saying that like
I have cousins. Then if they want to have such a big family, when it's their 10, they can... No, guys, I'm a very fair person. When it's your 10, even me, I want it to be one person in the family. I want it to be one. At least then maybe I would have scraped some love out of those two. But I was part of 3, not by choice. But now it's my turn.
My turn, buddy.
And I'm going to choose for this brew or woman to be one person. You know what I mean?
I hear that.
But now, yeah.
But
I wanted to go into now that we're all adults, right? Yeah. What are some of the characteristics that we see from our parents that we definitely have now? Like, I'm definitely a strict partner. Like, I take that from my.
You're a very strict.
I'm a very strict partner. I know you guys see fur in my head.
Yeah.
Don't let it mislead you.
Very
I'm very straight. Like, I'm a very strict partner.
Yeah.
Like a young, like, yo, you must text me when you leave. Text me when you get there.
Yeah.
Who are you with? At 5, you also the same, right?
Same.
Okay, well, I definitely got that from my parents. I didn't get that from anywhere else.
I think I battle that, so I feel those emotions, but I don't like do it.
Yeah,
like I'll never be like, yo, who you with? Like, where you going? Like, if you tell me, you tell me.
On the top of your head, though, from the both of you, like, what are like some of the characteristics you do share though with your parents? You can say, I get this from my mother, I get this from my dad.
Work ethic. I want to say work ethic. My dad and my mom. So my mom used to work 9 to 5. She's been working 9 to 5
her
whole life.
Yeah.
Like working from 9 to 5, get home, work from 5 to 7. 7, cook, we eat. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I think work ethic from my parents. I think also like love. I love. I think because my parents still together.
Yeah.
Not that we saw them in love, but seeing them like be together and
partnership,
stick
yeah.
it through makes me always want to stick relationships through. Yeah. But now I've learned to see when it's time to say, "Hey,
this is not for me."
Yeah, and that took me a long time to get. So I think those are some of the things.
What about you? What about you?
Yeah, I think same work ethic and I think respect for your partner. I think my mom really respects my dad.
That's nice.
And now, like in our generation, there's the whole like. Don't let the man tell you what to do with your life. Like, because we are dating doesn't mean I should cook for you or clean for you. Like, you know, that's the kind of energy that, like, most people have. True. But I don't think I can have that because, like, my mom didn't raise me that way. So I feel like, in as much as, like, yeah, I'm working and I'm living my own life and I have my partner who I love, I would still feel, like, wanting to be, like, a homemaker and making sure, like, the house is nice. Of course, clean up after yourself. But, like, I'm not going to be very like strict about it, like I would.
And that's scripture, guys. Like all Christians here,
yeah.
That's scripture.
Exactly.
Like that's how it's meant to be.
Exactly.
We've been speaking about that at church. I think 2 weeks ago, and then we spoke about it at Home Soul as well. Like we spoke about how like a man is meant to lead, a woman is meant to submit. Yeah. Like, of course, obviously now it's new
biblically.
Yeah.
Right? Before the comment section says tato. Yeah, but
like a scripture, because we were speaking about it at Home Soul. The one lady was even saying that, like, guys, we've seen it like with Eve. Like once a woman takes charge, it like they can be some sort of like, you know, when it comes to the household. Yeah.
But you
we're going back and forth on that.
Yeah, but you see, I think it's kind of like the Bible always has this like interesting way of putting like things in power. Like they say the woman is a helper, right?
Mm.
But if a man is going to make like a business decision and he's speaking to someone who's like advising him and the person's advising him properly, he's going to be successful.
Yes.
So indirectly,
100%.
The woman is almost like your, I don't know, voice of reasoning.
Mm. Yes. Right?
So in as much as she's like your helper, she's actually very powerful as well.
Yes.
I think that's where people don't understand. Like
so
the
real.
Woman is actually
true.
Very powerful.
Very
so
true.
If
very
you give
true.
Her that opportunity to like have
very true.
An opinion and share with you and advise you and help you, you would go so far. But like if you feel like, you're supposed to submit to me, whatever I say you do, it's no. It's just more of like if she advises you and you decide to go whichever way you want to go,
it goes better.
She just has to support because at the end of the day, she's just supposed to be a helper.
Yeah. So right. I've even seen that like with myself, like personally within good relationships.
Yeah.
Like whenever my partner like advises me on business or like just a way to live
things
life,
just end up good choice,
like things go really well.
Exactly.
True.
I think even like we see in like those presidents, bro, like you know, like what's what they call madam presidents?
First ladies.
First ladies. They're the ones that are actually making all of the discussions.
You say madam presidents.
The first ladies. Like they're the ones that are actually governing like the countries.
Yeah.
Because pillow talk. Come on.
Yeah.
Like if your girl's always telling you, babe, like Lebo's always telling speaking to you funny. It was always being rude to you.
Yeah.
And then you're gonna like react on that.
Exactly.
So I imagine when it's positive too, you're gonna start like it's you're gonna reinforce your ideas.
Exactly.
And even get new ideas. So I agree with you. That's a better way to say it.
Yes.
I'm not saying it like that.
Let me because I can see the time. Let me get into the game. Nah?
Okay.
I think I'm gonna get into the game. So because we've got progressive parents in the room, it's no longer smack or not, it's smack or not or talk.
Yes.
Smack or not or talk. Okay, you guys get it?
Yeah.
Okay, so the first one is he takes all the money or he or she. I kept saying he because in my mind having a son. So he takes all the money. He or she takes all the money from your wallet and makes paper art for you. They've torn it up, they've cut it up, but they've made paper art for you. Got it? If you know, if you mind me. Hundreds and thousands then
I talk.
You talk.
Explain to them the value of money or like what we can and can't do. Okay. I wouldn't smack them.
Okay.
That's a tough one.
Can I do two? Can I do two?
Yeah, I feel like I want to do like a half talk, half smack.
Half talk, half smack. Like a don't.
Yeah.
Why did you do that?
Yeah. Like
sit down and let me tell you about money.
Yeah. This is gonna be the maybe I'll talk and then smack. I don't know. I want him to focus.
Yeah, because
I want them to focus before you smack.
Yes, because I'm worried about
that. But if you talk and then you're like, okay, daddy, I get it.
Yes,
I'm really sorry for what
Yes. He or she takes all your wife's makeup, puts it in a bar, and says he was just trying to make mud.
Make what?
Mud.
Mud.
Yeah. Ooh. All of the makeup products.
Mind you, the first thing I'm
gonna do. You know how expensive, by the way? Like, just for context. You know what I mean? Like,
the first thing I'm doing is I'm gonna be like, yo, don't tell your mom. Like,
yeah,
she's gonna crash out.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
wife is gonna crash out.
Fucked up. Yeah.
So I'm gonna be there with him and be like, yo, boys, and like, oh,
what did you do?
What did you do?
Yes,
like,
bro.
See, you're trying to be a fun dad, hey?
He's
trying
to,
yeah.
His wife has to be the strict one. Yeah.
Yeah.
He wants to be the favorite.
Yeah, he wants to be the favorite.
I was gonna be the favorite.
That's the thing. You can be a favorite, you can be the right one. That's the only thing.
Yeah, I literally said this, like, I'd crash out and I'd be worried for him.
Yeah, I definitely smack them and then tell them to start cleaning and then start preparing a speech for when mom comes home so he can see or she can say the speech to the mom saying, seeking forgiveness and hoping that his mother can forgive him. That's what I'd say. Then I'd say, we're just going to have to wait and see if she's going to forgive you or not.
Yeah.
But I hope because you related, she can forgive you. That's how, literally how I'm speaking now.
Daddy told me to tell you that. And I didn't understand the importance of makeup.
Yes.
I know now makeup makes you very beautiful, mommy. And I'm so sorry.
I hope we can make up.
Yeah.
What would you do?
So
what
are we flipping it or like my makeup?
Yeah, now it's you.
Now it's your makeup.
Ooh, I feel like I'll cry. I don't think I have the energy.
You just cry.
I don't think I have the energy to beat someone. Yeah. I'll call you.
Dad. I think that's a punishment.
So I need dad to back to me up. Because
I think that's a punishment. Just seeing your mother cry for what you just did.
Like makeup, like, and now, like, if you beat the child, it's like you're being superficial. So you just have to cry, you know? Like, I don't think I can hit a child because of makeup, but, like, it's expensive, so I think I'll just cry.
I hear that.
Let me go to the next one. It's one that many people have done. He just steals from you. He or she just steals from you.
You'll be smacked.
Yeah.
I don't have
money
to
from
think.
Me.
Yeah. It's a tricky one, because in...
Stealing.
I've heard a lot of people just take, like, you know, coins from their parents' purse, buy sweets and stuff.
Stealing is difficult. You guys can go. I don't know. I'm still thinking about it.
I think this is
difficult. I'm getting angry as I'm thinking about it.
Yes,
I think
it's like a habit. Like, if you don't...
Yeah, if you don't, if you don't cut it off now...
That's but now when you smack them, do you make them stop stealing or do they become a mastermind that's stealing?
True.
Now
true.
They learn to be creative.
Yeah, so I think I need to, like, really capture their mind and, like, try explain to them why it's so bad. And maybe even call the police. Like, just maybe trauma.
To scare them a bit.
Maybe use trauma. Yeah, get them arrested. Put them in a van.
Call Percy to come in like a police outfit. And then one of your friends comes in like a... I like that one. Yeah.
True, I agree. I think I take back. Like, maybe 2 times talk, 3rd time smack. Yeah. Like, if it keeps happening.
Smack, yeah.
Smack is going to happen.
Yeah. Okay.
I agree with that one.
I'd be very performative with it.
Yeah.
I call the police, call a detective.
Yeah.
I might actually, like, you know, I might just be like, yo, dude, what did you need the money for? You know what I mean? And then he must explain, like, maybe I wanted, let's just make it superficial. He said sweets.
Yeah.
I'll be like, okay, cool. Then the next day, I'll buy maybe 12 huge packs of sweets and put them in his room like, eat all of this. Eat until you can't stop. Deadass. I think that's what I would do. Whatever he wanted, I'd buy it and gag so that he can learn that, like, when you steal, you're hurting yourself.
Yeah.
You're not hurting me. You're hurting yourself. You're hurting your chances. You're hurting things. Because now he's going to think, my dad's just upset. My dad's upset. I mustn't steal because my dad's upset. This makes
What's the SPCA for kids?
I don't know, hey.
Like, what's
SPCA? Are you talking about the child, like the...
Yeah, like, what you do
that's
with parents?
Dog care.
Yeah, I'm saying, what's the SPCA for kids? Like, so SPCA is like...
Oh, Childline. Services.
I think I'd have to call child services against you if you did that.
Really?
Yeah.
No, dude, obviously I'd stop after like 15.
Sweets.
Yes. But it's the lesson of, like, seeing it and being like, yo, my dad nearly made me eat 3 full packets of whatever. Okay, let me go to the next one. He was caught past... this is the next one, sorry. He brings a girl home and you find them kissing in your bed.
Hey,
my bed?
Yeah.
What a disgusting young man. Why in my bed?
I don't know.
First of all, I'd be like, boy, is it? Which one is this? What is this?
Okay,
like,
girl, this would be to girl also. You see, let's make it fair.
If it's a girl, like, I'd kick that guy's ass. Because I'd be convinced that he convinced my sweet, sweet daughter to go into my bed.
Jeez, Tato.
Why? I'd kick.
Now you're just putting hands on a random child.
Mind you, we are not even allowed to hit his child.
Silly, you're not even allowed to eat your kids.
If I had a son, I'd call my son to come beat him up.
No, that's crazy. Now, what if your son can't fight?
Like, I don't get it. What if your daughter was the bad one? Because she knows the way to your room.
Yeah. What about you?
Yeah, I'd give it to my wife to deal with.
Yeah, same. Yeah. This is a wife. Yeah, I feel like I'd be like,
that's a wife thing.
Babe, like, maybe you should talk to them.
Yeah.
Well, I'll definitely call the other kids parents.
Nice.
Yeah, that's a nice one.
That's nice.
Nice one. Nice touch.
Yeah,
nice touch. No one's bringing you in.
Just stay there.
Yes, nice touch.
Your parents.
Ooh. I like how you roll. I like how you roll.
I'd even make them tea.
Yeah. No, say let's take it from the top. Let's continue doing what we're doing.
Yeah.
Because you guys are parents now. So
yeah.
You're in a
parent's room. Yeah, this is your house. This is your house. This is your house.
You're in a parent's room.
I'm going to call you if I ever. I have a rare scenario. My kid just said I'm going to call you to see what you cook up.
Yeah.
Bro.
All right, okay,
they'd
cool.
Be, they'd be so scared,
and
eh?
They'd be embarrassed, yeah. Right? Because, like, it's hormones, right? If you just, like, say, don't do this, 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 like,
yeah.
They'll get more, like, sneaky. So I'll just, let's put it in perspective.
Yeah, let's just talk. How who long, are you, also?
How long would you be angry for?
A week. Maybe a week. Or half a week.
Because I feel like parents need to have some sort of anger once a child does wrong.
Yeah, maybe half a week.
Yeah,
I never want to be angry with my child more than a week. How about when a new week starts, we still have to face new problems now.
Yeah. I don't think I'll be angry for long, but I think the punishment would be long.
Yes.
That's what it is. Like, for something like that, you'll probably get like...
Yeah, like not a man. Okay.
Yeah, you get like a good punishment that will make you new. But like, we're cool. But what
you guys
did was wrong.
Do you guys believe in being grounded?
They didn't do that in my house.
They also didn't do
that. I wasn't allowed to leave anyway. So if you're
grounded... grounding me like, okay, sure.
Yeah. Shut up. Permanent groundment.
Yeah.
Okay, this is our last one. It's a very easy, simple one. He or she's just caught past his or she's bedtime. Or that's her like, bedtime.
Ah, that's cool.
Let's just make it interesting. Say five hours.
I think I'd have like
5 hours.
I'd have trackers on all my kids, I think.
Oh.
Like I'd know their locations all the time.
Okay, predator.
Like I'd have like they find my iPhones or something. They find mine.
Why?
Safety.
And you know when they grow up?
Our kids will be much smarter than us when it comes to technology, right?
Yeah.
They'll put a tracker on and...
You open your phone, you're opening these stories as an AI version of them at church.
Thank you. Like,
I'd check where they are, then I'd be like, yo, why are you still out? Come home.
Yeah.
You're going to be such a very nice and calm.
Yeah. Your wife, they're going to hate your wife. Let me tell you now.
Yeah.
They're going to despise her because she's going to have to just. Everyone. Even you should might have to rah from what I'm hearing.
Yeah, you're too chill.
Do you know what he said when they're kissing? He said, oh my God.
I'm upset because he's doing that for his male son.
Son. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's wrong.
That's why I'm gonna need my wife to actually like prevent me from having bias on the gender of like my kids.
Yeah, it must be balanced. Especially if you have many.
I know I'm gonna do it naturally already.
Mm. And then what about you? Past the bedtime, 5 hours.
I'm not gonna 5 hours too upset. Because when you grow up and you see these things happening, then you get it. Because like my nieces and nephews come over and sometimes they are up for like such a long time. But it's just like perspective.
You mean like they at home past their bedtime?
Or
you mean they're outside?
They're out.
Yeah, they're out.
Yeah, they're out.
You're saying they're out.
They were supposed to be back home 5 hours ago.
I don't know what my mom used to do. She'll be in the dark in the sitting room waiting for you. You turn on the light and she's there.
Yo,
that's crazy. Trust me, you don't want to be out again.
Your mom watched too many movies.
I swear.
That's crazy.
She'll be waiting for you in the hall. Damn. Or my dad. They'll be waiting for you.
Yo, imagine you opening clinking, you're thinking you're going to the year.
Madam, where are you going? Come and sit down.
I feel like for me, every time my child goes out, they must tell me where they're going and stuff like that. Yeah. So I'll just go.
True, real. I'll just pull up.
A vibe, vest, shorts, some slides, and just sit on my car and then look at the party. Why is everything happening?
Waiting, yeah.
Just wait. And when he comes out, you're like, did you have fun? I'm like, the party's not over. We're going to go clubbing. When you get home, change, go out more. Go out until I'm full, Mina.
Yeah.
And then we go back home. And I'll be like, do you understand time now? How time must be respected. Because now look at you, dusted. You finished, you tired.
Hangover.
Yeah, you know what I mean? That's what I'd probably do.
I hear that.
Yeah.
What are your parents going to do in that scenario?
Not find out. If I'm honest.
My parents wouldn't care. I think I'd be very scared. Like, guys, I have to be home by 11. We have to be home by 11.
Yeah.
And then I get home by like 1. And my mom, they wouldn't even speak about it. They'd be like, oh, you're back.
Yeah.
That's how I've been scared the whole night. Nah,
probably sleeping,
Yeah, they're probably sleeping.
Wake up in the morning, even though you left, basically.
Yeah, but then again, you guys are boys. What's the same for your sister?
No. So she wasn't allowed to go out at all.
No sleepovers.
No sleepovers. She'd have to be back certain time. But then she started like trying to push the limits, as every child does. But yeah, they were very strict to this day.
Yeah,
to this day.
Do you guys want your like closing one? Do you guys want your parents to fear you as much as you feared? Sorry, do you want your kids to fear you the same way you feared your parents?
No.
It's too much, ne?
Yeah,
it's
too much.
Way too much. I think they put too much salt in the food.
Too much.
Yeah. Way too much salt in the food.
Yeah. I feel like my relationship with my parents now is the kind of relationship I want my parents, my kids to have with me when they are much younger. Because now I'm more like cool with my parents.
Yeah.
I can talk to them. Yeah. And I'm, but when I was younger,
I couldn't even speak.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hear that. No. I think we can.
Go for it. I feel like we all kind of turned out fine with their parenting style. So why do we want to change it?
I'm not fine.
Because I had to seek a lot of third parties to be who I am. Like for me personally.
True.
Like,
okay, I agree.
I had to seek a lot of third adult parties to be who I am.
Real. Okay. But I got pizza 26.
Yeah. I think me and 20 like 4 or 5. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I wanna so now obviously now this part of the segment we call it final remarks.
Yeah.
And this is basically when you're just going to speak to the subscriber, give them advice. That's they're now the black child, and or they're the person that's starting the family. And you're basically just going to say the advice that you think that they should, have. It's a huge
responsibility.
Yeah, I know, right? Some people even see me outside. They're like, remember when you said I took that advice? I'm like, you listen to me. You listen to me. This guy. But anyways, yes, please give advice. Could be anything. Can be like, yo, when I was a kid, all I wanted to hear was something, anything.
Yeah, I think so, Kim. I think my advice would be don't be scared to apologize to your kids. I think our parents never used to say sorry, but I feel like a sorry can go a long way in a child's mind because they can tell you did something wrong and you are just trying to not say sorry and you're trying to justify what you did. I think that was one of the things that affected me, like, growing up. So if, as a parent, like, you do something that's out of pocket, you feel like that smacking like was not necessary. You did too much. Like, it's okay to say, like, what I did was too much, wrong. And I'm sorry. And sorry, I'm doing this because I love you and I want you to be a better version of me or whatever. To just be able to say
sorry to your kids, man.
Yeah,
that's a big one, eh?
Yeah. It's so crazy. I have one for, like, young kids. And, like, I think parents can install this into their kids. But I feel like as a child, understand that your parents also have a life. I remember with me, like every time my parents wanted to do something outside of us, I'd be like, why are you guys leaving us? Yeah. I feel like they're in a relationship. Yeah. So as kids, a lot of that, like everyone is an individual. Your mom also has her own stress or problems. So like treat like an individual. Same with your dad and even your parents as a couple. Like treat them like that.
Yeah.
And give them the respect and space that they need to also be in love.
Yeah, that's a good one.
My one is like, please make sure the partner that you're going to marry has the same parenting style, or if not similar. Just make sure that it's very similar.
Yeah.
I think I grew up watching my parents have different parenting styles and they clashed a lot. So I think that's one thing I think they could have, like, if they had the same parenting style going into it, I think a lot would be way
different.
Yeah. Way different. Because now one's testing with you this way, one's testing with you that way, and it's just confusing you as a child.
Like,
am I free? Am I not free? Am I cool? Am I not cool? Am I allowed to speak? Am I not allowed to speak?
Yeah.
Like, I want a fixed approach. Yeah.
Yeah.
But anyways, guys, thank you so much for watching Seated. Yeah. We've had a lovely guest.
I hate that you like. Did you actually? You're such a podcaster.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Yeah. Literally. Like, you're such a podcaster.
Yeah.
Like, if I feel like
literally.
Yeah. I've been thinking like, why is this thing so good? You're a podcaster.
Yeah.
So like, shout out to you. I wish you were close. I think every time you come this side, please.
Yeah, we should do something.
Please feature every 100%. Time. Like,
please.
If you come, how often do you come to SA?
Like once a year.
Oh.
I thought you came a lot more.
Yeah,
but you've come a lot the past couple of months, no?
Yeah, because like working on some projects. I think I came like in October.
Yeah. Also, sorry, I'm confusing you just traveling. I think you're here because you travel a lot,
yeah? Yeah, so it's not just South Africa.
It's not just Africa,
like,
other places as well. Yeah. But every time you come, please come past the studio.
You guys need to come to Ghana and save my plan again.
Yes.
That'll bang.
Yes.
That'll bang, yeah. So thank you so much for coming.
Thank you so much.
So everyone watching at home, guys, please do subscribe. I think we've been slow with the subscriptions. I've been checking the analytics. Most of you guys that are watching aren't even subscribed, which is crazy.
Yeah.
So please subscribe. And guys, please share this podcast to a guy. We're trying to up our male audience. We have an 80% female audience, which is insane. So we're trying to get more guys to come through. And of course, guys, if you bought a ticket, 17th of July, we're together. It's a live show, baby. Seated with Tota, Jess, Esma, Jita.
Rosebank.
It's going to be amazing. We're at Rosebank, Johannesburg. And if you guys don't stay in Joburg, please let us know where we should do the next live show.
Mm.
Should we come to Bloom? Should we come to Polokwane? I'm with you.
One more? Come to Cape Town.
Yes.
Okay, we'll see you guys next week with a brand new one. Shout out.
Bye.
Perfect.
All right, nice episode.
Bye.
Ooh, this was so fun.
It's a wrap.
I want to change my topic.
Okay, let me do this for you.
As opposed to, I'm watching people have a conversation.
Yay.